Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Kaylin Patterson, P4P, Real Talk Midwest Muscle in the house with Daz. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on, not ice, don't slip, and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Dez, how you doing?
Kaylin, my friend, I'm hungry. But other than that, I am fabulous. I'm doing well. It's Tuesday. It's time for PCP Real Talk. Can be better.
Yeah. And you have some updates for us, yes?
I do have updates. In fact, folks, I've got a lot of updates. So if you haven't been with us for a while, fasten your seatbelts. And if you have been with us recently, hopefully we're going to be answering some questions that you might have. First off, there's a couple of wedding anniversaries out here of P4P family, friends and family members that I want to acknowledge and say happy anniversary, blessings to each of you. And we have Lisa and Stephanie Anderson celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary. And I also believe that Meshach and Tyann Ochin are also celebrating
mm-hmm.
their 1 year. So happy anniversary to two beautiful couples, wishing you God's blessings and many, 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 many more. So there we go. Also, busy weekend, very busy weekend. Kaylin and I were at the Windy City Naturals in Chicago. Kaylin was there for all the highlights at the end, because in true Kaylin fashion, anything that could go wrong did, and he wound up with a tree on top of his vehicle. I don't even have words for that.
Yeah. I don't either. I really don't.
but he got this tree taken care of. He made it to the show, and he caught all the good parts. So we didn't get all the videos or the athlete interviews that we wanted to, but we're going to be back at it here in a couple of weeks. So keep your eye on Midwest Muscle. But Windy City Natural. So shout out to several P4P athletes that competed and were wonderful this weekend. All the athletes were wonderful, but shout out to our P4P peeps, Meshach Ochin, Ron Page, Alik Pliner, you know, and I always apologize because I get these names wrong and I haven't had the benefit of hearing them, so I'm
mm-hmm.
getting as close as I can. Chris Wells, Adrian Elias, Brittany Long Henry, and Jack Halverson were all there. Congratulations to all of you guys. And then also Brian McCabe. He was
promoter.
The promoter for the Windy City Naturals, did a fantastic job. It was a fantastic show. I mean, for what you saw, Kaylin, what did you think?
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, plus being a, you know, P4P and getting to introduce and present because they were one of the sponsors of the show, it was nice to just be a part.
Yep.
And when you can't compete, just to be on stage and help out.
Exactly. So Kaylin was giving us a little sneak peek at what we can expect from him when during some awards presentations out there. So he did a little flexing for the fans. So if you missed that, you missed quite a show. But here's what went down. So the show was kicked off by a guitar solo from Chicago artist Eric Crowder, and he played the national anthem for us, Rock the House. There was an audience of 250 for prejudging and then 400 for the night show. So lots of people came out to support the sport, which is always fantastic. Lots of money given away at this show. So here's what happened. So the big winners of the night were Meshach, who won the pro bodybuilding, walked away with $2,500 and a custom-made Windy City Naturals championship belt, which I think was bigger than Meshach.
Heavy.
It was a serious belt. He walked away with a medal, so much stuff in his goodie bag. I can't even go into it all, but tons of stuff. We also saw Jennifer James, who won the pro figure. She walked away with $2,500. and a custom crystal trophy, medals, again, T-shirts, WADA supplements, duffel bag full of big prizes. So, again, taken good care of there. Chris Wells took second place in pro bodybuilding. He walked away with $1,300. Terrence Terrell had third place for pro bodybuilding. He walked away with an $800 check. Melissa Johnson took second place in pro figure at $1,300 for her. And Nicole Weeks-Boyer took third place in figure, and she walked away with an $800 check. So they were giving out cash to even fourth and fifth place winners, $500 and $300 checks. So, again, a lot of recognition, lots of prizes on the pro stage. Great stuff going on. And they've already got a date for the next show. So, Kaylin, get your pencil ready. Everyone else, get your pencils ready. So Saturday, August 12th, 2017, is going to be the next Windy City Naturals in Chicago. So if you're thinking about, you know, your first show or you're coming off an extended improvement season and you're looking for a place to be, you're in that area, you're going to want to check it out. August 12th, 2017. So,
wonderful. Well, hold on, because I don't want anyone to miss this. This was one of the top places I've been to as far as venues. I was really surprised. I mean, it's really a nice venue.
Very nice. And I will say, so I don't know if you saw any of the Facebook posts that Brian put out there, but the judging panel was in the orchestra pit. So they had to custom build a platform for the judges to sit on. So, you know, just very accommodating, very cool. And then, of course, at, you know, 10, 11 at night, they were having to tear down the platform that they built in the pit. But it was a very nice venue, the Amphium Theater there. So we'll have to see if it's going to be the same location next year or not. While you got your pencils out, we've been talking about these shows. I'm going to keep talking about them. They're coming up. This weekend, Saturday, August 20th, you've got the NGA Western Kentucky Natural. That's in Owensboro, but you also have the Augusta Natural, so we want to give a shout-out to P4P friends Derek Davis and Ricky Howell. They're the promoters for that show. So they were in Chicago as judges for the Windy City Natural, and this weekend they're getting ready for their own show. So we want to wish them and all of their athletes tons of luck, fun. I know you guys are going to kill it out there. The following weekend, August 27th, we have the NAMBF Falls Classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm not real familiar with this show, but I'm thinking of checking this one out. So we're going to see what that's all about, and hopefully if I make it there, and maybe if Kaylin makes it that far, if he can keep nature off of his vehicles, we'll have some updates and athlete interviews for you. And then, as always, John and Becky Arnold, September 24th, St. Louis Gateway Naturals. That's always a good show. Then October 1st, we've got the Minnesota Mayhem, which Kayla and I are going to be talking about that here in a little bit. But then October 8th, the NAMBF Greater Omaha Natural Championship in Omaha, Nebraska. Again, another great show. So, In the heart of competition season, and there's still plenty more stages for athletes to grace. So hope you guys are getting it in, and do let us know if you're going to be competing, because we want to know how you're doing and how everything is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, way exciting.
A lot going on.
So as I said, Minnesota Mayhem, Kaylin said, a lot going on. There's now a lot going on with the Minnesota Mayhem. So Leif and his lovely wife, Stephanie, were at the Chicago Windy City Naturals. And, you know, Leif hosted the first Minnesota Mayhem in 2015. Talk of the town. Athletes were talking about that show for weeks, months after the show happened. Just what a fantastic experience. Earlier this year, we had the Diva Classic Leif and Stephanie show. We also had the DFAC Naturals in Minnesota. Again, another Leif and Stephanie production. And leading up to the Minnesota Mayhem coming up here on October 1st. Well, an announcement just came out. Maybe some of you have already seen it on Facebook. For those of you who haven't, all of these shows that Leif and Stephanie Anderson have been hosting have all been under the DFAC banner. And mm-hmm. this year's Minnesota Mayhem is no longer going to be under the DFAC banner. In fact, Leif and Stephanie are separating from DFAC, and they're transitioning over to the NAMBF and the IFPA.
Mm-hmm.
So they're switching organizations. So a lot of questions have been coming in. Kaylin, I know that you've been getting some questions from folks out there, a lot of them, well, what does all of this mean? So long story short, here is the crux of what it is that you need to understand as athletes of what this means. So Leif and Stephanie are going to continue promoting all of their natural events, but they will no longer be under the DFAC banner. They'll now be under NAMBF IFPA. However, since we are so close to the Minnesota Mayhem and this transition just happened like 2 days ago, it is going to be
yeah.
a non-sanctioned event. So because of all the short notice, the 2016 Minnesota Mayhem will be unsanctioned, but all the divisions and posing criteria will remain as they've been advertised. So even though it's an unsanctioned event, all of the divisions and the posing criteria will still follow DFAC criteria, okay? So moving forward, 2017 and beyond, their events will be sanctioned by NAMBF and IFPA. I know I sound like a broken record, but I just want to make sure that I'm being clear and that everybody's got this. So
yes.
Minnesota Mayhem, they're still going to offer the $15,000 pro men's bodybuilding and pro women's bodybuilding with a guaranteed payout of first place, $3,500, second place, $2,000, third place, $1,250, fourth place, $500, $250. So if you choose to compete on the pro stage at Minnesota Mayhem, there's still lots of prize money to win. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as an amateur, since it is unsanctioned, it cannot be a pro qualifier. Now, if you go and compete and you win, you're still going to get all the swag bags, the awards, you know, all of the same level of care and detail that they pay to the athletes that's going to be there. You just can't win a pro card. So
okay.
still a lot of good stuff going on. Now, as he stated in his Facebook post, because this is an unsanctioned event, if you already registered for the event and no longer wish to participate, you need to contact him and talk to him about a refund. Also, if you got a DFAC registration just so you could compete in Minnesota Mayhem, he will also talk to you about what your options are if you no longer want to compete in either this show or if this is the only DFAC show you intended to compete in. So if you've already invested some money into registering for Minnesota Mayhem, email Leif, and he wants to talk to you about it and talk to you about your options. He hopes you're still going to be at the show. It's still going to be an Anderson production, which is nothing but, you know, on the up and up, high caliber as far as any athlete experience has had so far. So it's still going to be there, still a lot of fun, hoping to still see a lot of great quality athletes, still a lot of prize money to be won, still prizes to be won, just no pro cards. So there you have it. Any other questions that you might have, you just need to contact Leif direct, and he's more than happy to work with you and talk through any other concerns that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got on that, Taylor.
You covered that very well. You got to do a hand clap for that one. That was great.
Woo! Humility clap. Bam! So, and you know,
wow.
It was unexpected. Taylor and I were like, what? Because we were both planning
yes.
on being at that show. I think I'm still planning on being at that show. But, you know, we were just like, we just saw you. What are you talking about? But you know what? Stuff happens. He has his reasons. But as far as what you need to know as athletes, I think you've got all the deets. And we will try and share these on Midwest Muscle as well. And you know, just keep moving forward, keep training, and I hope to see a lot more good things on the NANBF side from Leaf and Stephanie, and we'll continue to watch all the great promoters in DFAC as well. So still a good thing going on out there for natural athletes, folks.
Yes. And back to Brian's show.
Yes.
Yes. It was, for the first year, it was one of, it was very smooth. I have to admit that. And, you know, I'm getting used to that with the DFAC, how they run it. It was run very smooth. And Brian, being the passionate guy he is, you know, it was nice to see him in his environment, I guess the best way to say it, where he's smiling the way he smiles, and you can see the energy. And, you know, I think it was really nice of him to have us, you know, as presenters to help run the show along smoothly. And you know, that's just it's stuff you don't think about. But when it happens, it's like, wow, that's really neat. I'm glad he did it that way. And I know you had a chance to get out there as well. And how did you feel being up there?
You know, I thought it was, I mean, it was very well organized. The awards and trophies were well done. You know, there's a lot of moving parts that go on to putting a show. I mean, as an athlete,
oh my goodness,
in your own
yes.
little world, you know, you're worried about your tan, you're worried about your posing, you're worried about, you know, getting pumped up before you go on stage. You're not even really paying attention to everything that goes on. But there are so many moving parts that go on with the show, from all of the people that are directing the contestants to get on stage, to organizing your judges, to the music, to, you know, because in DFAC, so at this show, you know, usually it's only the bodybuilders who do a routine that get to pick their music, but there are a lot more athletes that got to pick their own music to do their T-walks to. And so that's a lot of coordination on that end to make sure that everybody's music starts on time. We had one instance where an athlete just wasn't there for the prejudging, but then she showed up in the middle of the T-walk. So how do you handle that? I mean, they handled that very gracefully. So, you know, it's the devil is in the details, and it can make or break a show. But, you know, it went off very well. And I have to say, okay, another shout-out to his wife, Wei Shali, who's due in like 2 weeks, was backstage running around coordinating. I mean, just doing her part. And, you know, they're about to have their daughter in 2 weeks. So major shout out to her for just moving through it all and helping her husband keep things together for a great production.
It's like you said, it's really impressive how that happened. And it's really great how, you know, so much was going on. And, you know, I don't want to miss the Expeditors, the Govan husband-wife duo.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, it's just so much of the Fit Fam that comes together for something like this. And like you said, it's so much that happens, and people don't have to think about it because it's running so well. And God bless them, because, you know, when it runs that well, you tend to forget that. But, you know, we should not. And I'm just thankful that, you know, it's so many people that can come together and make those shows run is the way they do, because you've been part of it. And I know I've seen it, witnessed it firsthand, where Expeditors are just brutal with their competitors and don't really have the care or the concern, and basically just, you know, make them like a meat market or meat factory, and, you know, get them in there and get them out. And, you know, if you like it or love it, you know, get the hell out of the way and do what I say. And if you don't like it, then leave. And you're thinking, you know, if this is the day that's supposed to be the best part of your life, why doesn't it feel like it? And these are the things that go into why it doesn't. And, you know, just Brian and everybody making sure that it didn't, nothing was taken away to take away that time to shine. And that's the blessing, and that's the beauty of it.
Yep, here, here. Oh, and to add to that, I mean, they had several sponsor booths there. So, you know, with P4P being one of them, lots of folks got the chance to experience Aw Shucks, Alter Ego Extreme. So, and check out the the don't slow talk about video. The DVD. What am I saying?
The
Why
freak
do I
show.
Get to talk about the DVD, Caleb? The freak show. There we go. Sorry. Why do I not get to talk about the DVD with Martin Daniels and Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson?
That is so weird. That is just too weird. I mean, I had to take a picture and send to my mom because I was like, you know, this is just things that we didn't have as natural athletes, where you have a sponsor actually being there and supporting, and not just, you know, like send you out there and do this, that, whatever, and post a pic and promote our stuff and do demos. This is a sponsor that's basically right there with us in the thick of things. And now they have a DVD of the competitors they're sponsoring, one thing after another, where they're doing to just, you know, up the game. Just, you know, just like Leaf has been doing, where he's just challenging, you know, everything. And then Brian coming in with that big old belt of his, and he's challenging, you know, how we go about thinking things. I don't know if you got a chance to hold that belt, but my goodness, it's that thing was heavy. And I'm sure Cayenne and Meshika will tell you right quick, that's just an amazing thing that he would even think to have time to do. I mean, because, you know, the trophies were great. And, you know, then the swag, you said the swag bags were on point. And then you have one more thing that you could say, oh, and it's like, wow, you know, where did they have the time to find and to think of all these things?
No, and you know, I didn't get to hold the belt, but I, watching him try to put it on Meshack and Meshack trying to keep it up and not falling off of his frame while he was walking off the stage, that was a little comedy. But I just also want to say, so there was a lot of support there. So we had Joe Perez, who was there, we've talked about his show, Chi-Town Showdown, totally different organization, but he was there. Again, you had, you know, Derek Davis and Ricky Howell. Another part of the state, they made time to come and support. You know, a lot of different promoters were there. So just a lot of camaraderie and fellowship able to come together and, you know, support all of the athletes and the promoters at this show to promote the sport. So that in and of itself was really nice, too. Very nice.
It really was. It really was. You know, and the best part about it, like you said, is it's so many different heads of state, be a nice way to say it, that can be in the same place and no frowns and no, you know, negative comments or no, you know, just nothing to take away from the venue, the fun, or the competitors or the competition. And that's what we need more of. I definitely do believe that. And I know that at the end of the day, we should all be family. It should all be about natural community and good health and fitness. And I think that's what's been missing. And, you know, well, you know, then we got to go into the part, you know, that where, you know, where we deal with the bad side of it. And I'll wait and I'll let's get the good stuff out. And I don't want people to think we're always harping because it seems like, but, you know, my thing is this. There's people that are out, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And if you catch them, I don't see how it takes away from natural bodybuilding because you catch them. You know, you say there's cheaters, and then you find out, oh, well, there's more cheaters than I thought there were. So then why compete naturally? Because they're catching the cheaters. I don't understand why you'd say, well, you can't compete naturally because there's people that are being caught cheating. There's people that are being caught cheating. And we're saying, well, then what's the point in competing if people are cheating? And I'm thinking, I don't know any sport that I've played where somebody didn't want to cheat to win because they have missed the whole concept of competition. They say, you know, I want. And usually there's two statements that are made. I want and anything to win. And when those things start taking over a mind and the focus, that's exactly what happens. But they fail to understand they're not winning. They're cheating. And people keep coming back with this idea that, well, you know, it's not as bad as people think, but you got caught cheating. You cheated, so you didn't win. And when they have a chance to apologize or when they have a chance to make amends, you really get to see the magnification of the cheating, because that is a non-factor. Why would you even ask me such a thing when I don't, you know, the whole point of me doing this was to win these things, but you don't win. And it's, no. I'm really lost at this thinking, because, you know, we have been, you know, I think most of the time I see where they say, oh, there's this holier than thou mentality. And I'm saying, okay, that's like challenging a policeman for arresting you for speeding, because you say, well, everybody's speeding, but you were caught speeding. So you're going to blame the policeman for writing a ticket that you actually did. And for some reason, the policeman's wrong because you broke the law. And now we're seeing that same kind of thinking in the natural community, because people are being caught and they say, well, then the stuff's tainted. Well, let's say it turns out that it is. Then what? Do you challenge the person that tainted the product? You can, and if you're found right, then, you know, things have to be taken into account. But if you're, say you're going to challenge, but never do challenge, then where do you leave the organization and the promoter but to take action like they had already thought to do so in the first place? We can't keep saying, oh, you know, because of my neglect of what's going on, then everybody else is wrong, because you know me, I wouldn't do that. Well, we thought we knew until everything came along and nothing changed, where you said, okay, I'm not going to, you know, come out and tell people, you know, what, I like the way Andrea always say, well, what drug was it and what product was it, and speak out. So, you know, we all know what's going on, because, you know, well, you, Dad, you know, I've personally had to deal with this very recently.
Yep.
Where
yep.
Someone that I got to run around with, and it turns out that he wasn't competing naturally, but
yep.
He was right there in the thick of things hanging out with
him. Yep. So for anyone who's, I guess, been following along with what Kaylin's talking about, so recently, and it's been made public, it's been promoted and posted, a person that Kaylin has been hanging around with, that we've been hanging around with through P4P Real Talk, has been, has tested positive for using steroids, and that individual was John Parrish. And it has been a very, mm-hmm. It's been a very sad thing, because we talk about this thing happening and we know it's happened and we know people that it's happened to, but this was a person that, you know, was very close, not necessarily to me because I'm newer to this, to the P4P family, but, you know, close friend to Kaylin, who takes this matter very seriously, has competed with this individual, has lost to this individual, taken second place behind this individual, has extolled the benefits of being a natural athlete, then to find out that he wasn't.
Yeah.
So it's been a heavy thing. It's been a
yeah,
heavy thing.
And,
but true to what P4P Real Talk stands for, we wanted to talk about it.
And it's a tough thing to talk about, you know, because it's almost to the point where you don't know what to say, because, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, you know, it's, you care about people, and it's like you still care about them, and it doesn't change anything because of what they've done. I mean, it changes the situation, but if you truly care about an individual, you know, it takes a lot to get you to not be concerned. And then when you talk about scripture, you really have to be considerate, because, you know, the thing that I've understood is that people are doing things because something's not right. You know, regardless what we want to say or how we want to say it, there's something wrong with this person where they think, well, this is okay. And then when you ask, you know, well, what was done to make amends? What was done to fix this? What was done to make this right? And no one has an answer other than we haven't heard back from him. And it's got to be an embarrassing situation. Yes, heck, I'd be embarrassed. I would be just mortified, especially, you know, if you were honestly not aware that something like this had happened. But like I said, there's things that still have to be done that need to address the competitors on the other side of it, because like there's a saying, there are people this year that have been placed in second place to this individual, and what about them? And, you know, we had Brooke Wilkling on the show before when he talked about what he did, and that he did not cheat. He was cheated of his win. And he said, well, then my second place trophy doesn't belong to me. And so he found the person out and got that person the trophy that they deserve. Granted, his second place moment is gone, but he still got that second place trophy for the natural athlete that he was. This has not happened on this part of it, where, you know, I've spoken to the promoters and the organizations of the different shows where he was in competition, and he has not gotten back to anyone, and he hasn't given out information about what he's going to return, if he's going to return it, or if he's going to even acknowledge that he has an obligation to do so. So there's still a lot of questions going on with this one. This is what we know right now, currently. Hey, it might have changed, like, you know, this, the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem just being an unsanctioned event this year. It might have changed just that fast. But as of right now, this is where it stands. And until we start doing different, things are pretty much going to be the same, because there were, you know, I think the best way it said, because promoters are stepping up, there's more availability for cheaters to want to cheat. And that's understood. But if they get caught, what then? What do we do then? And there's been promoters in this area and organizations in this area that now know that this person was, you know, caught and tested positive. And now they're addressing it. But, you know, what is the individual obligated to do to make reparations? Because you don't just say, oh, you know, I messed up, and then that's it. Because you won something, but you didn't win. And I think that's the part that the person that's been caught using fails to understand, is that you're still obligated to make things right. Okay, if you didn't know you were cheating, then wouldn't it make sense to say, oh, my God, I've defrauded someone of a win, of a championship, of a first place. I've got to make this right. Wouldn't that make sense if you were in true acknowledgement of a failed drug test? Where do we draw the line on saying, okay, you were wrong, this is what you do to be right?
Good question. We haven't broached that part of it yet.
Mm-mm-mm.
So far the industry has gotten to the part of, okay, when we find them, we make it known, but then that's kind of it.
Yes. And so pretty much they get away. It's almost like robbing a bank, and then people find out who robbed the bank, but because it's been a year, you know, okay, then they just get to keep the money. But, you know, you'll never get to come into a bank again, or for 7 years you can't go to the bank. But what happens if you got like these little currency exchanges and credit unions? You get to go there? I mean, because that's like you said, with so many organizations, that's what we were talking about in the past weeks. But now it seems that the organizations, the bigger organizations, are coming together and saying, okay, well, not even to that to an extent, because now some still don't want to pass along the information for fear of reprisal from the cheater. And that's comical to me, but, you know, maybe there's some law that we're missing, and Des and I definitely will do the research to make sure that we're not omitting anything. But it's still out there that, like Des said, they pretty much, okay, they tell the person, we know you cheated. Yeah, you can't, you're going to be stripped of in name of what you did. And that's pretty much it.
So, there you have that. Yeah, I mean, it's what do you say? So, we've covered it. If there are any updates that come along on this or any other announcements that we hear, we will be sure to share those. Kaylin, to transition a little bit from our show last week about athletes dying to compete, I know that you got several follow-up messages from that show, many of which we don't care to repeat.
No.
Just because they're not worth repeating. But I want to give you the opportunity, if there were any legitimate questions or comments to respond to share those with our listeners tonight as a follow-up.
You know, as much as Des and I are on the show and the Midwest Muscle page, there's still people that don't know about truly natural organizations. And you know, you don't get upset with them. You don't get frustrated. It's just, you know, the nature of the beast. There was years that went by before I actually knew about natural competition. So it's still shocking, you know, with so much information out. But if they don't know where to look, it's like a desert. And that one oasis that we all know about is not known to the person that's still stuck in the middle of the desert. And that's the best analogy I can give. And there's now people that are willing to come to the natural organizations and compete because they actually thought the NPC was the only option or the WBFF was the only option because that's all they know in their area and that's all they were seeing. But now with these deaths, they're thinking, you know, if you're going to let me die and you say, you know, it's being glossed over. And I think that's the thing that's really getting the people's attention is that it's being glossed over so easily where the person is being blamed and not anything else. And I said, Andrea Castillo was talking about, where you have to hold the drug dealer accountable sooner or later. You know, granted, it's the option of the user to use. He still has to get the drug, or he or she still has to get the drug from somewhere. And there still has to be a place to use said drugs or a reason to use said drugs. And I think there's so much fear in going up against this big entity that people aren't acting ethically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that they have a choice for natural organizations, they're basically running to it. And I said it's funny to me. Because there's people that are running to the NPC because they said the natural organizations can't get their act together. And now we have the natural competitors that didn't know about natural organizations are running because they say the NPC and IFBB can't get their act together. So I think that's quite comical.
Well, it's always something. I will have to say, though, of the comments that Kaylin did share with me from our last show, and do be sure, if you're not sure what we're talking about, please do check out the archives and listen in. The one comment that I thought was funny is the person, I'm going to paraphrase, because they were far more colorful in their language, but they basically said, if you don't know how to use drugs correctly, you shouldn't have a show about that. Okay, well, first of all, our show wasn't about using drugs correctly.
No.
We were advocating not using the drugs. And no, we don't use drugs, so we can't say that we do or don't know how to use them correctly. But there's pretty much a science. And of the athletes that have documented that we know died that were pretty major in the bodybuilding world, I would have to guess, I don't know for sure, but I would have to guess that they were using the drugs correctly as far as they knew, and it still
mm-hmm.
killed them.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sorry. There may be a right way to take it, and it's going to kill you instantly, but you're still going to have some degree of organ damage. That's just the nature of the beast. You cannot take prescription diuretics and insulin and other substances for prolonged periods of time and think that you are not impacting your body in an unnatural way. You can't. So
well,
I'm sorry that
yeah.
we don't know how to take the drugs correctly or talk about that aspect of it, but that wasn't the message from the show. That wasn't
no.
the message of the show.
and I had to laugh when I read that. I said it's almost like telling somebody, the cigarette smoke, no, the cigarette itself doesn't kill you. It's all the stuff that happens after it. But I said, you're telling me because a person, you're telling us because we never smoked the cigarette that we don't have the option to speak on the cancer or the side effects that happen from it. And I just find that laughable in every sense of the way, because you're saying, okay, because you guys aren't killing yourselves, then you don't have a right to speak on it. I said, but you have people that come and compete in natural shows, and they're using unnatural substances. And you say, well, are we not supposed to address that either? Because basically, we don't have a part in that life either. It's the yin doesn't match the yang, and it never will, because it's an ideological ideology. And I hope people understand what I just said. And if they don't, I'll explain it a little bit better. It's something so goofy, it can't make sense. And I always say it's like trying to make logic out of illogic. It's not going to happen. Like that says, you're damaging your body whether you want to admit it or not. If you smoke cigarettes, you're damaging your body whether you want to admit it or not. If you're drinking excessively, you're damaging your body whether you want to admit it or not. If you're taking prescription drugs in an excessive way and not as to whatever pain or disease you might have, you're damaging your body whether you want to admit it or not. You can say it's a legal drug, but that by no means makes it natural. And we have got to get away from this thinking that, because the doctor gave it to me, then it must be okay. No, we're going into a spot in life where we're just basically using feigned ignorance and hoping that, somehow or another it works out in karma. I'm not understanding how this is supposed to go. And we're constantly neglecting our bodies in that process. And you're saying, okay, because no one else is complaining, you shouldn't either. And that's basically not even close to real talk.
And there you have it. So covered a lot of things tonight. Some very good things still. Recapping some other things that were a little more sad, but you know what? In it all, it's how you react to the things that are going on around you. And the sport of natural bodybuilding, it's still growing like gangbusters, and I'm so excited for what's going to come in the future. So I'm looking forward to getting on stage, if I can get my glutes to cooperate with me. And I know Kaylin is looking for, I know, no comments from the peanut gallery. Kaylin is looking forward to getting on stage here pretty soon too. So hopefully we'll have more of our own stories and journeys to be able to share with you, along with other athletes that we're going to have coming up on the show. Kaylin, what else you got for us tonight?
Well, the supplement spotlight, like we alluded to earlier is going to be on the alter ego, because this stuff is really good. And I'm excited that, you know, it was set around the release of the DVD, because it really makes that much of a difference. And I think JB talked about it, but I actually got to witness this because I got my shipment of it. And it really does make you want to look for something else to do in the gym. And I when he said it, I was like, okay, you know, this is our sponsor talking, because he helped in the making of it. So, yeah, he's going to speak well of it. And I'm sure people are thinking the same thing about us. But I'm telling you, just try it. If I'm wrong, you know, like there was a giveaway. You know, help me out. I'm drawing a blank because I'm thinking about the workout tonight. Weren't we doing a giveaway for the like the drawing or something for the alter ego?
Yeah, we were doing a. It was a contest to share your alter ego and to show us what your alter ego was. And then, based on the entries, they were going to be giving away free products.
Yes.
And that ended July 31st.
That's right. And everybody that had that has been in contact with me. I've been so happy because they're like, okay, you weren't full of BS. You weren't pulling our leg. This stuff is really that good. And that's what I've been saying all along. You know, but like, you know, there's so much false information out there. I get it. You don't trust us. You don't believe us. We're just radio personalities. And of course, we're speaking well of our sponsors. But I'm here to tell you, there's been some stuff that we've taken from P4P, and we said, yeah, this stuff
bad.
Doesn't taste anything.
The flavor
yeah.
was bad. The response
yes.
was good, but it was painful to get it down.
Yes.
And thankfully, they no longer are making it.
Exactly. So it for them, just it's funny to me because yeah, we do. Yes, I get it. Yes. We do. But we do take the stuff and we do grade it, and we want everyone to know if it's good or not. And I'm not going to sit there, and I've said this before, and I told JB and Chad and Joe that I'm not promoting something that ain't no worth nothing. You know, it's just not going to happen. So this is above and beyond what we expected. And it's really working well. And the fact that it just continues to get the love and support by people just continuing to come back and get more of it lets me know that I'm not, you know, in a minority. Everybody is liking this stuff and the reaction as well. And that's another thing, you know, we need to talk about, and sometimes we don't, is the reaction of the individual to the product that's being taken. And a lot of times there's so many fillers and so much proprietary blend in there that, you know, it basically is going to mess up a lot of people as it goes along. But P4P has stayed pretty much, no, not pretty much. P4P has stayed in the realm of this is what's in there and that's all that's in there. And, you know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And, you know, they've had some misses. Trust me. They've had some misses, and we have been more than willing to share that, yeah, you missed. But this one is a hit. I'm very happy with it, and it works exactly like it's supposed to. And, you know, the harder prep gets, this is basically sticking right with you to where you can get through it. Because that's what it comes down to the end of the day. Everybody starts with the mind of first place. But, you know, when it gets to the point where second place doesn't seem that bad, this being alter ego basically makes you get back to that first place mentality. And I hope I'm seeing it in a way that a competitor understands, because if you're in prep mode, that's a big difference in your training.
Yeah, it is. It is most definitely. The only caveat that I would have is if you saw Kalen's video on Midwest Muscle where he was sampling the alter ego and he just threw that powder back dry and then drank water on top of it. Yeah, I don't recommend that. I thought, you know what, that'll be a great way to do it. I don't have to, you know, chug a lot of water to get this down before my workout. I tried it. Oh, it was the wrong thing to do. I was chewing powder. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it washed down fast enough. That takes a skill that I'm going to have to practice on. So if you think you can watch him do it and it's so easy, yeah, it's not that easy. Not that easy, at least not for me. So I just mix it in a little bit of water and shoot it like a shot. But yeah, I just had to share that. I had it all stuck underneath my lip in between my gums. And needless to say, the after effect was good. The going down was a little painful that first time, but I made it through.
Oh, I am sorry. I thought I had spoken about that in the video about being a trooper. It's not for everybody.
Nope, you just did it. You made it look so easy, and I'm like, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It was not. So that's okay.
Well,
now I know. Live and learn.
I'll bring everybody back to the day. I'm from the old school, and basically, you were given crap, and you were gonna like it. You know, this is from before the days of PvP, before the days of actual people caring about the taste, people caring about the product enough to make it livable, where you basically just endured some really hard times. And this is back in the day where basically the protein you took would have you working out really hard just because you were trying to get it in before you were shooting it out the other end. So, yes. So, you know, we picked up some bad traits basically to make a good situation out of a bad spot. And let me tell you, so that was one of the things that I picked up. And like I said, it's not for everybody. It's an acquired thing. It's, I'll be sure to do I'll be sure to do a warning and a disclaimer next time before I do a video again.
Oh my goodness. It would have been comedy if I had a video of me trying to do that. It would have gone viral. It was that awkward and just flat out just not graceful. Nothing about it. I think I even snorted a little puff of out of my nose because it went up the back of my throat instead of down. It went up and out. So that's what we had going on. But enough about that. So next week is going to be another great week. Be sure you tune in. We've got some more special guests coming up that we really think that you're going to like. I'm talking about next week. We still have Thursday to get through. So be sure you join us on Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Standard. We will be here ready to connect with you. And we hope to hear from you. So send us your questions, send us your requests from topics, and we will do our best to find the experts to cover those areas for you. That's about all I've got tonight, Kay. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
We're good.
We missed today, send your messages. Trust me, you can see that we do respond, even to the bad ones. We won't use your colorful language. And we definitely won't use your negative attitude, but we will use your point because some points are valid. You know, there are things that are asked in the questions, as negative as they may be, they have a basis and a foundation. And we thank you for your poorly worded, threatening, menacing, whatever you want to say. I get it.
Your profanity, we got it.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, yeah, you're having a bad day and you needed somebody to take it out on. So, yeah, we get it. Thank you for even reaching out and listening. I mean, it's still nice to know you find some facts, even though you might find them muddled in opinion. That's your right to do so, but you're still learning, and God bless you. God bless you for it.
That's right. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
Snickerdoodle.